Today is May 29th, 2005, and this is Peter Black, and I'm speaking with Doreen Grunbaum at her home in Los Angeles. Doreen was a volunteer in Turkey from 1964 to 1966. So the first set of questions kind of deal with what's happening with you and your work right now, just briefly.
They say I'm a professor of in the language arts department at Los Angeles Trade Technical College. I teach English as a second language, and that's been my primary interest. Languages and how people learn languages has been my primary interest since I left the Peace Corps, actually. And I am divorced. I have lived in Los Angeles for about 23 years. I have a son who's 21, and I am interested in retiring in 2 years. but my general interests have to do with photography and music and languages, which is what I'm involved in at Trade Tech College.
Oh, I see. Well, now let's turn to the kind of going into the Peace Corps, and so things like, how did you hear about it, and what was going on in your life at that time? How is it that you decided to apply? How did your family react to this when you were accepted? So kind of before leaving for training stuff.
I had been studying anthropology at Syracuse University, and I was really interested in that. But I wasn't ready to commit to going to graduate school. And even though I was being encouraged by one of my professors to apply to graduate school in Washington, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I got a job that summer working in Margaret Mead's office at the Museum of Natural History in New York. And a lot of the people in that office were talking about the Peace Corps. So I applied to the Peace Corps, and to my shock, I was accepted. But I had wanted to go to Nepal because a lot of my studies centered around India and Nepal and Bhutan. But the Peace Corps invited me to go to Turkey. And not knowing that if I didn't accept, I would not be thrown out of the whole process, I accepted. Even though I didn't know really where Turkey was, or all I knew about it was that it was a Muslim country. So I accepted and told myself that, well, it was about time that I should learn about Muslims, since I had spent my junior year in college in Israel. And thought that would be a good balance. So I accepted the invitation. I did my Peace Corps training in, we started in Seattle, Washington. And my mother loves to tell this story that when she brought me to the airport, there was this one girl who was smoking like a fiend, and she said, whatever you do, don't get to know her or don't go anywhere near her, because she thought I would be ruined by the smoke. But naturally, we sat next to each other on the plane and became best friends to this very day. And she was my roommate in the Peace Corps, Susan Wilt, Susan Amidon at that time. Anyway, we went to Turkey, and I guess we were kind of among the stars in the training group. Oh, we're talking about the training group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Selection, who got in, who got
right. So We were trained first in Seattle, Washington, and then we were changed to Portland, Oregon, a really nice town at that time and still, I think, Portland State College. And we did our training there, and of course, I think the best part of it was the language training, which was, I had done language training like that when I lived in Israel, the Ulpan system, which is very much like the Foreign Service system. And I thought, I was conscious the whole time of how I was being taught language as well as learning the language, and I really responded to it a lot. And I think that was the best part of the training. I think the least effective part of the training was the training for child care, which was the area that I was supposed to work in. Because I had no background in that at all, and as it turned out later in my job, the training that I got was not too helpful. So most of it was operating by the skin of our teeth in Turkey. But I enjoyed Peace Corps training, like I suppose most people do. And when people were deselected, I really can't remember who was deselected, but I don't remember thinking that it was a fair deselection or a good choice. And some of the people who stayed in and were not deselected, I thought the Peace Corps might have done a better job with the way they decided that. So that's the answer to that question.
So tell us about your initial reaction to Turkey, what it was like, your first impressions of the physical environment, then your work, the family you stay with.
I like that.
We first stayed for a few days. I guess we were, we did a little pre-training. When we got to Turkey, we were in Ankara, and the most vivid memory I have of Ankara was the smell of coal burning, and that smell was everywhere in Ankara at that time. We stayed in the Berlin Hotel in Ankara, and I remember turning on my hair dryer and blowing fuses all over the hotel. So I can't remember too much about Ankara at that time, but then Susan and I were sent to Rize, which is one of the far out towns in Turkey. And we were told at the time that we were being sent there because they thought we could handle it. So we were sent to a town that already had two Peace Corps volunteers there. And so when we arrived, we went up to stay with them. And it was very dark late at night. It must have been 10 or 11 o'clock. Raining, because Rize is the 13th rainiest place in the world, and we found two men who could carry our luggage up to our not yet friend's house, apartment, and we showed up on their doorstep. And they lived right across the hall from the mayor of the town, who was also waiting for us. So we got quite a reception at 11 o'clock at night and on a rainy evening in the middle of the winter in Rize. How did I react? I think I was really open to it. Nothing seemed bizarre or strange to me. I was very open to the experience and looking forward to it, and I was a little put off by the fact that the two people we went to visit were immediately very critical of the town and had all kinds of strange things to say about it. But
these were the other volunteers.
So I didn't know what to make of that, but I was a little nervous, but I also was very excited.
How was your language when you got to, how was your Turkish?
I think it was pretty good for having studied it for only 3 months. People said that I spoke good Turkish, and of course I hardly spoke any Turkish, but I picked it up and I made a conscious effort to learn it, and I paid attention to learning it. And so I think among the four of us, I probably spoke the best, even at that time. So that was how my language was.
So why don't you talk about your work? Okay, what your job was, or your kind of work history? Did it change over your 2 years there?
My job was to work in the local orphanage, and I think the idea at that time was to start a Head Start program for the younger children. And the Turks, being very hospitable people, were I think they actually didn't really know what to do with us. I think they had been conned into this, into accepting us by the mayor of the town, who was extremely pro-American and wanted to make Rize a kind of tourist town. And so his assumption was that if he took Peace Corps volunteers, then he was going to get money from the Americans, which I think was actually the case. The Turkish government was receiving money, and it was being funneled down to the towns, I suppose. So they accepted us to please him. But as time went on, it became clear to us that when we tried to assert ourselves, the director of the orphanage was not always pleased by that, although she acted pleased. However, the people who worked in the orphanage were very interested in us, were very interested in anything American. So they were very open to us, and they really did cooperate with us. And we were in charge of the small children, which was about 8 kids, really. 8 or 9 or maybe 10 kids, and we could just do whatever we wanted with them. So we just played with them all the time, and we took them on outings, and we took them to our house, and we let them sleep over at our house, and these things were not always in line with how the orphanage was run, especially taking them to our house and letting them sleep over, because the orphanage was run on kind of a strict schedule, and there wasn't too much playing with the kids. So we noticed that, and we felt really bad about that. And so we played with the kids a lot and brought in activities that we thought they might not get somewhere else. But slowly, as we progressed over 2 years, we began to see that we were raising these little children with the values that we had, American values, and that we were going to leave in 2 years. And then what? Where were they going to be? So as that became clearer to us, we began to question how carefully the Peace Corps thought out what it was doing, especially in the program such as ours. And we raised those questions at Peace Corps get-togethers. So that was a conflict that we talked about all the time. It came up, and it became clearer and more difficult for us to operate with the knowledge that this was a strange situation that we were in.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a counterpart at work?
A Turkish counterpart?
Yeah.
They were nurses. They were called nurses, but they were really child care workers. And yes, we had one particular one who we were close friends with, but she wasn't trained in any way, and she certainly wasn't educated. So she just kind of hung out with the kids. She didn't. She wasn't a particularly creative person, and she wasn't really motivated to do anything beyond what she was doing. So she, in some ways, she was influenced by us, in that if we asked her to do something or to help us, she always did. Mm-hmm. But we never saw that anything in her changed as a result of it.
So this is an interesting conflict. Thinking about it now, do you think it was a mistake, that assignment, or do you think your training could have kind of gotten you dealing with these issues early on? Generally, just how do you feel about it now, this conundrum you encountered?
I think that the Peace Corps at that time, for the most part, meant well, but I think that because we were being trained, I don't think that the Peace Corps itself had sent people to the training sites, and that I don't think that they really saw what was going on in these orphanages, so that I don't think they understood necessarily that the orphanages did or didn't want to change, or could or couldn't change. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure that everybody who worked in an orphanage felt the way we did, but I it's a conflict that stayed with us the whole time, and I think the Peace Corps could have dealt with it better if they had thought through the consequences of our being there. Mm-hmm. In terms of whether these consequences that we worried about were long-lasting or not, I don't know. The children were so small, and we were really there for only 2 years, that I think I don't think it was that traumatic for the kids when we left. It was pretty traumatic for us to leave the kids. But I don't know how traumatic it was for the kids because there were still other people around. And I mean, they hadn't really turned into little American kids, but they had been exposed to things that may not have continued there after we left. And I don't think they were continued after we left. It's true that there was another Peace Corps volunteer who followed us into the orphanage. I'm not sure that she followed us into the orphanage. Maybe she just followed us into the to the school where they were teaching English in the high school. I don't know whether they actually followed us into the orphanage or not.
Okay, so
now is maybe a good time to talk about your kind of living situation and how that evolved over time. Kind of what you did when you weren't working, or did you have other projects beside the orphanage you got involved in?
Our living situation was really quite wonderful. We lived in an apartment building with 3 or 4 floors, in a beautiful apartment with a balcony that went all the way around the apartment. So from one side we could look into the mountains, which were very close by, and from the other side we looked right over the Black Sea. And it was a beautiful apartment, and it was actually a very large space for 2 young girls to be occupying, which we realized when we saw other people's apartments. And one of the apartments that we saw very often was the apartment above us, which was occupied by the landlord of the building and his wife and their 5 or 6 children. And they all lived in, it was a 3-bedroom apartment, although one of the bedrooms was used as a salon of some sort, so it had couches in it. And so I'm not really sure where everybody slept. But they all slept there, And this was a very wealthy man, it turned out. We didn't know that at the time, but he was a very, very wealthy man. And we became very close to this family. Our landlord, his name is Haka Saruhan, just became our father and became our protector in the town and our caretaker, and his children became very close friends of ours. And we spent quite a lot of time with them and talking about all kinds of things. He was a rather religious Muslim, not a liberated Muslim as some of the people in the town were, but a very open-minded person. And so even though he was a personally conservative man, he was extremely open to our being there and to us being close to his children, which is kind of an unusual quality. And we did appreciate that at the time. We loved him very much. And actually, as an aside, we stayed in touch with them for quite a while after we returned to the United States, but then they moved and we lost touch with them. And about 10 years ago, Susan, who my roommate, went to Turkey again and managed to find them in Istanbul. And then about 6 years ago, one day I received a fax from one of the sons, who had been 6 years old at the time, who said, "I'm coming to Los Angeles to learn English." He was now about 40. "And I need a place to stay and a place to learn English. Can you help me out?" So of course, when he arrived, I told him he was staying at my house. And I did find him a place to learn English. And so he stayed with me for 3 months, which was a wonderful experience. And I had completely forgotten Turkish. And he refused to speak Turkish with me because he was learning English. So I didn't learn any Turkish again. But we had a great time together. And then he went back to Turkey and said, "You and Susan have to come to Turkey." And lo and behold, last summer, he sent us each a ticket to Turkey. And we went to Turkey, and we stayed at their house. So that was quite an amazing reunion. So back to Turkey. While we were living in Rize, Turkey, we were very close to the two other women in the town, and we were also close to the surrounding Peace Corps volunteers in the other Black Sea towns, and many of whom were there by themselves. So we were kind of the center of all the Black Sea volunteers. And we traveled up and down the coast often to see them. And they often came to us. There were two male volunteers who were in the nearest towns, and we were the closest people to them, who came almost every weekend. And we had to be careful when they came because there was a lot of talk about us, two single women. What were we doing there? And when they realized we weren't sisters, which everybody assumed that we were, otherwise why would our parents have let us go off by ourselves? Then we had to be really careful not to arouse more gossip than was already aroused by our presence. One of the people who helped us with that was Huckabee, our landlord, who told us we should keep our door open and we should never walk too close to these males when we were walking down the street, no physical contact. And so we were very careful about that. But we thought it was kind of funny. Even though we paid attention to it, we thought it was funny. But we took it pretty seriously. One time there was a Turkish guy, young guy our age, who was studying English in Istanbul, and he wanted to get together with us, so he came over, and like we did with the Americans, we kept the door open. But our landlord discovered that he was at our house and was furious at him and came down and threw him out of the house and, in fact, threw him out of town, told him never to come back again. And he never did, as long as we were there. He never came back again. So it was definitely something that was not done without intense supervision. And so the fact that the male volunteers who came were American, I suppose, was why that was tolerated. Other friends, we did have Turkish friends, but I think the mayor's family and my landlord's family were our closest friends. We also had, we knew various people in the town and were often invited to their houses for tea, rarely for dinner, but for tea with their wives. And even though we had nice relationships with these people, we never felt comfortable inviting them to our house. And nothing ever went beyond sort of speaking to them on the street. But in this town and in Turkey, and there were always women's get-togethers because the sexes were pretty segregated, and in our town anyway. And so whenever there was a social occasion, it was usually among the women. And then occasionally there was something like a dance, a dinner dance or something, that was given by the people in the town who came from Istanbul and Ankara to work in Rize, and that was kind of a more liberated crowd of people. And I do remember going to a dance once and dancing with a Turkish man, and I think that was probably looked at askance with great shock, and maybe I shouldn't have done it. When I was in, during one of my vacations, I went on a road trip, a motorcycle trip, with another Peace Corps volunteer from another part of the country and another couple who were also on a motorcycle. And the four of us went through western Turkey, down the coast from Istanbul. My friend and I had an accident, a pretty serious accident, motorcycle accident, in which I remember being, waking up from having been unconscious. And a lot of Turkish people crowded over me saying, "Is she dead?" So I guess I was out for a while. And we were taken to an army hospital and everything seemed to be okay. But later, I had a small stroke, and when I went to a Peace Corps doctor, he didn't seem to think it was anything. But later, I discovered that I had had a stroke, and that was probably a result of that accident. So that was a kind of serious thing that happened to me there. Otherwise...
Well, this wasn't the first time you lived overseas, right?
No, I had lived overseas the year before, 2 years before the Peace Corps. I'd spent my junior year in college in Turkey, in Israel. So it was my second time.
So now it's time to talk about kind of finishing up in Turkey. So what the process was, how you felt about things, and like that.
Well, my time in Turkey coincided with the beginning of the war in Vietnam. No, did it? Yes, it did. So that was kind of in the background, and I at the time that I was in Turkey, I wasn't relating to it yet very much, but it was kind of in the background. And there was also a situation where the United States, President Johnson at the time, decided not to support Turkey in Cyprus. And when that happened, Turks became incensed and very suspicious about the whole Peace Corps. This was towards the end of my time in Turkey. The the Turks had fought along with the Americans in Korea and had, I think they had chosen to do that and felt very much like they were America's allies and friends. And friendship in Turkey is a very, very important part of their culture. So when the United States turned on Turkey and decided to support Greece, Turks just went crazy. They couldn't understand it. They couldn't understand how the United States could be such a bad friend, or not a friend at all. And a lot of questions came up about us, whether we were CIA agents and whether we were trustworthy, whether we were prostitutes. That question had sort of floated around ever since we got there. Whether there was any value to it, but anything we were doing. So at the time that we were leaving, we kind of left with a bitter taste in our mouths, because whereas we had been greeted with great enthusiasm when we got there, a lot of people were suspicious of us when we left. And actually, we began to be a little suspicious too, because there was a time when two State Department men came to our little town, Rize, and actually interviewed us and asked us a lot of questions about our town. Asked us questions that we answered, because the Peace Corps asked us to do that, but we afterwards we talked about it and felt really uncomfortable about it and did not understand why they did that, why they asked us these questions. So that was also in our minds when we were leaving Turkey, wondering whether there was something else going on in the Peace Corps that we didn't understand and we hadn't been told about. So by the time we left Turkey, we had doubts. And we didn't know what to do with those doubts. We were asked to write a report at the end, and since I was always a very good girl, I did it. But most of the people I knew didn't, which was a great surprise to me. And then, of course, I wondered, what was that report for? Why? What was happening? What were they going to do with that report? So I left with a lot of questions in my mind that I never got answers to. And when I returned to the United States, I saw what was happening with the war in Vietnam, and I became part of an organization, anti-war organization, called Committee of Returned Volunteers. In terms of meeting the first two goals of the Peace Corps, providing technical assistance and promoting better understanding of Americans, I'm not really sure. As I said earlier, the assistance we provided at the orphanage seemed really useful to us when we started providing it, but as time went on, we wondered what long-term value it had, and in fact whether it even created long-term harm. So we were not really sure about that. And in terms of understanding Americans better, I can't really say that it helped in understanding America better, but I think that by creating personal relationships with a few people, I think that I think that was a good thing. The most important value of the Peace Corps was, to me, to having the experience of living in another culture for that amount of time, and to shift my view of the United States and the world from the United States at the center of the world to the United States is one of the countries in the world. So I think that is the most valuable lesson from the Peace Corps, and I think probably every Peace Corps volunteer would say the same thing about that. And I think that's a lesson that more people need to learn.
Would you have signed up again? I mean, if you knew, did you regret having done it?
No, I never regret having done it.
Would you have done it again?
I probably would have done it again. I would have hoped to have more intensive training in terms of the culture, I guess. The cultural training we had in terms of working with children and the environment we were in was not really sufficient. We did understand that we should behave differently than we do at home. Mm-hmm. And we did understand that men and women had different roles in Turkey than they did in the United States. But in terms of the work that we did, the cultural training was not really helpful. No.
Well, let's talk about coming back to the States. Did you come straight back?
No. I took a trip with my roommate, Susan, through Yugoslavia, Greece, Yugoslavia, and Italy, and Paris, I think. And then I went to Holland to visit my grandmother, and then I came back.
So have you had any kind of further involvement with the Peace Corps since you finished your service?
When I came back from the Peace Corps, I was asked to be a trainer for a Peace Corps group going to Turkey. So I did that. I was a trainer in, I think it was about 1967 or something like that, here in Los Angeles at Occidental College. Mm-hmm.
And did you do any of this kind of outreach to the American public, educating them about Turkey and giving talks and showing slides and stuff like that, writing?
I didn't do the kind of outreach that I think the Peace Corps would have liked, but I did do some because when I came back, I was not happy with my political experience in the Peace Corps. I was suspicious of it. And I felt that in some way I had been used by the American government, but I wasn't altogether comfortable anymore with the American government, particularly in terms of the war in Vietnam. So I became very active in an organization that opposed the war in Vietnam. And as a part of that organization, I sometimes was a speaker to places that wanted to hear about my experience, but also wanted to hear some of my concerns.
Mm-hmm. This is a committee of returned volunteers?
Yeah.
So how long did you stay active with them?
Pretty much all through the rest of the 60s into the early 70s.
Okay. Let's pause it.
Well, the Peace Corps has impacted my life. I think it was the biggest, most important eye-opening event of my life. It changed my awareness of my own place in the world, and it changed my awareness of the United States. It made me political, which I really had not been before that. It made me It made me want to change things in the United States, which I hadn't really focused on at all before that. And I'd say almost all my close friends to this day, and I'm 62 years old, are people who were in the Peace Corps or did some overseas work at some time in their lives, mostly when they were young. But mostly, Peace Corps volunteers from that period. And I think that time in our history and that moment of the emergence of the Peace Corps, which was a tribute to most of the people who went abroad were doing so in tribute to John F. Kennedy, at least had some relationship, felt some connection to that president. I certainly did. And so I think that was a very unique group of people. And so that, and that group of people, in my mind, has done really wonderful work and done wonderful things with their lives. That I think is, if those people probably had it in them to do that work, but I think the Peace Corps opened a door for us to be able to see things in a unique way and to do the work that they did in a unique way. So I don't know what I would have done with my life if I hadn't joined the Peace Corps, but I do think that I would have spent time abroad. It might not have been in Turkey, and it might not even have been in a so-called third world country. But I think that since I was born abroad anyway, I'm an immigrant myself from Holland, I think that there was always a part of my family life that was very connected with other countries and with other cultures. And so having been in the Peace Corps expanded that part of myself. And I have considered rejoining the Peace Corps, by the way, when I retire. So I'm thinking about it.